was an original piece by me, DJ All Beef Burrito. My co-host is here, DJ Fajitas.
Oh, it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah, it's Cinco de Mayo. I totally forgot. I guess that was, see you later, cranberry juice cocktail. Signing out for the last time this semester.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have my headphones on. I'm speaking in the dark. Yeah, it's the blue mic. Get on that blue mic.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's well, no, I can't because I don't have my headphones. Remember?
I don't have my headphones on either.
Put those headphones on.
Okay. What is my name again?
We've got a power DJ Fajitas.
DJ Fajitas. Okay, let's do some Spanish. Hola.
Yo soy DJ.
Vale. Let's do some phrases in Spanish where you teach me a phrase, I say it, then I teach you a phrase. Don't let me say anything dirty.
Como estoy en el baño.
Estoy en el baño.
Está un fiesta.
Está un fiesta.
En mis pantalones.
En mis pantalones. Ay, papi.
No. The last part was racist.
No.
Apartment.
Can I do a phrase for you?
Apartamento.
Can I do a phrase for you?
Vale.
Azótame.
Azótame.
That's it.
Okay.
Or should I do azótame?
Azótame.
Por las noches?
Por todas las noches. Fuertemente.
Todos los días.
Todos los días y todas las noches. Todas las mañanas, todas las semanas, todos los años, todos los meses.
Infinidad. I made that one up. That was Spanglish.
Sí.
Sí, sí.
Could be real.
Yeah. Could I didn't advance that far.
Oh, in Spanish class? Oh, my goodness.
I just got a message from Facebook that says, Happy Cinco de Drinko.
Is that from... Who's that from?
My friend Brittany. Shout out to Britt.
What up, Britt?
She's probably drinking.
Is she listening in? Or?
No, but this time 2 years ago, her and I had tonsillitis, and we were in a bar
in
London. We each got 2 margs for the price of one.
What's a marg?
Marga.
Is that short for Marge?
Margarita.
Look at this.
And we were on penicillin, and we drank the margaritas.
And it cured your...
It cured my tonsillitis. I know you're not supposed to mix alcohol with pleasure, but it cured my swollen tonsils instantaneously upon the first cipolla.
Cebolla.
Cebolla. What's that mean?
I can't remember. I think it might...
Want to sing a song that I learned in Spanish in 7th grade? Lunes, martes, miércoles, jueves, viernes, sábado, domingo. That's all I remember. Is that good?
Yes.
Wait, actually, I know one. Los hijos del sol se bañan en el mar. The children of the sun
bathe in the river. Or not the river, the sea. Yeah.
Yeah. There's more. It's like a cup game. Muchachos y muchachos,
Estamos el cielo y el cielo están todos de los muertos.
That's death.
Sí.
Sí.
La día de los muertos.
Day of the dead? Sí, sí.
Anyway.
We should play some Spanish-inspired music.
Well, I want to play this one song first, which is British. Because I just realized, I keep remembering how good it is. And it is
so
good.
Wait, should we learn some British phrases?
Like what?
Okay. Oi.
Oi.
Mate.
Oi, mate.
Let's think of something. I can only think of inappropriate things to say.
Oi.
You
botched me clodger.
Ew. Most people who have British accents are cute. You just made it hideous.
Oi.
Have we sing...
Right-o.
How about we sing we'll do a throwback to the Harry Potter Potter Papa Pals videos.
Como?
How?
See.
Remember Voldemort, Voldemort, Voldy, Voldy, Voldy,
Dumbledore.
My favorite one was Ron, Ron, Ron Weasley. And then there was Harry Potter, Harry Potter. That was a different one, but, you know, that was the ticking time
bomb.
That's
old internet.
I know.
That's classic internet.
Remember the classic llama song or the classic one about the badger?
Oh, that one was weird.
I watched that at Grand Canyon.
Was that the one about, it was like badger, badger, and then there was like a cactus?
It was a duck.
No, yeah.
Yeah. Then there was the one about happy llama, sad llama. That llama.
What's up with the internet and llamas nowadays?
This was circa 2005.
Yeah, now the internet's all about
sloths.
Really?
I don't know. Oh, how about those papyrus animals? Platypuses?
Papyruses?
Yes, you know, a good papaya.
Patagonias?
Purple. Purple nurple?
What about orange nurple?
Orange, let's think of words that rhyme.
What about normal? Normal?
Normal. What's I'm that? Pretty normal.
What's normal?
What is normal?
It's like a cat. Normal?
No. Normal. Normal gerbil?
Normal.
Let's play slant rhyme.
Oh, it's the, from,
Garfield.
Yeah, it's ridiculous how much, like, real estate their eyes take up in Garfield. I never realized this, but, like, their eyes go back into their eye, into their ears. It's ridiculous how much.
Oh, wow. His eyes are in his ears. He can smell his eyes.
No.
I mean, no. He can hear
Try
his
again.
Eyes, or his eyes can hear.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes I'm really smart, and other times I just give up. That's where I'm at. Okay, so British phrases that I can think of. Aluminium.
That's not a phrase, that's an element.
No, I mean, like, I'm just thinking of words now because that.
You messed up.
I
don't. You done goofed. We destroyed.
No,
you're destroying equipment.
Willem.
What? Did you break it?
No. It just fell on
was
me.
Was it already broken? How did that even work? Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're going to have to tell Renan about what you did.
I didn't do this. Look at this.
You got to tell him. Let me take a look under the light. Oh, wait, hang on. Okay, I'm going to play a song, and then I'm going to tell you how this broke and whether or not you're responsible.
Oh, my God.
So everybody stay tuned, because I'm going to use material properties.
Ew.
To find out the answer.
How would I have broken it if it didn't even fall on me?
Mm-hmm. That's what they all say. All right, this is Run Overdrive by Civil Civic. Thank you. I'd just like to shout out to Kim. Sorry that I couldn't work on the probability project more today.
I knew you were going to say that because I was about to suggest it.
Yeah.
Kim.
Sorry about that, Kim.
No, you need to play Kim a song.
Oh, what song should I play?
Something that honors Kim's spirit.
Honors Kim's spirit.
Maybe like Wild Thing.
Wild Thing.
You make my heart sing.
You make everything
groovy.
Oh, I thought it was freaky.
No.
And I've determined that this was a brittle fracture.
Whose fault was it?
It was I guess it was whoever manufactured this's fault.
Because I was just sitting here like an innocent person, and the mic just fell into my lap.
I don't know where the... Who's that?
You could duct tape it.
It's so weird when you hear other people's voices in the headphones.
I know, I'm like, who are you?
Where are you?
Where are you, Christmas?
I'm right here.
Okay, so like, you need to play a song in Kim's honor.
Okay.
And you also need to play a classic song about, you know, vegetables.
Okay. Wait, you ruined it.
No, I'm talking about the fantastic song, Celery, Carrots, and...
No.
Yep.
You're making that up.
I'm not looking up on Spotify.
Celery, .. Carrots, .. Question mark?
It's a great song. It's just the song of somebody making soup.
Making soup.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There it is. Told you.
What about Making Babies by Duck Soup off their album Planet Ska?
This sounds great. Making soup. I told you.
Okay. I told you. Yeah, do you want me to play it?
I'm afraid for the audience, but
Wrong with rock and roll is another.
I think we should play it just to, you know, like, see. Wait, this will be a fun game. DJ All Beef Burrito.
Yeah.
If we just, like,
All Beef.
Think of phrases, like, you know, 2-3 words, see if there's songs.
Oh, I can show you where these songs. I can show you where the treasure is hidden.
No. I think it'd just be fun to, like, you know, do it sporadically. Like this one, you have to play the song now.
Oh, okay, I'll play it.
And then we'll think of a new phrase, and then we'll do the same thing.
Are we going to have a running commentary as we play the song?
I mean, sure.
All right, okay. I'm going to do that.
Let's give it a go. Here we go with Making Soup by, what's his name? Roussard Alcombe.
Okay, I'm on board so far.
So far, so good. No words. Do you think this would be a good song to play while making soup? DJ?
What? Hi.
With this?
Yes.
I mean, I'm kind of uplifted.
I think I messed it up.
What do you mean?
I messed up the logs. I always mess up the logs. Run Over Drive was the last song.
And now we're making soup.
Now we're making soup. What about the lawnmower tribute song?
Can you wait till a song is over? You gotta appreciate it.
I don't need / want your help. Leave me alone.
That's how I feel about you every day.
You don't like me.
I love you.
Don't live in fear. Nothing matters.
Look for a Spanish song.
Hobo Life.
I mean, I not think. What I expected, but I think better than what I expected.
Yeah, I was very interested by that. I thought that was a very, very nice, interesting musical piece.
Nothing like I expected, but I was okay with it. So another phrase we should play again and see if we can do another great song.
What? What are you saying?
Well, I'm saying that we're going to have to think of some new phrases and see if they're songs, or look up on this list of really weird songs that you have up and choose from one of those.
What? Oh, yeah. From the Very Nice Interesting Singer Man. If nobody knows about the Very Nice Interesting Singer Man, he's a really cool guy. He's written literally thousands of songs on the pretense that people, when they're bored, Google really weird things. He goes under several monikers. let's see if we can find some of some more of these. The strange man who sings about dead animals.
That's one of his aliases?
That's one of his aliases.
Very sad songs about very dead animal creatures. Uh-huh. Dead little lamb, someone go tell Mary. That sounds great.
That's one of his bands. Let me see. Hang on.
My smelly poop.
Hang on. Oh.
Oh, no results found.
I'm just going to look up smelly poop. Animal poop songs.
Off his album, off the artist.
The guy who sings your name
over and over. The Caitlin song. Oh, is there a Kim song? Is there a Kim song?
Oh, we can find the Kim song.
Kim.
I don't know. Okay, maybe they're not.
Look up, type in Kim's name.
I'm gonna. The Kim song.
Just look up Kim.
I'm gonna put this in quotes. The Kim song, there we go.
Ha ha ha.
All right, I'm gonna play it.
For Kim.
Kim, K-I-M, 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 Kim, 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 K-I-M, Kim, 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 K-I-M, Kim, Kim. Kim. K-I-M, 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 Kim. Kim, 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 K-I-M, Kim. Kim, 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 K-I-M, Kim. Kim. Kim, 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 Kim.
Classic.
Classic Kim.
That's a classic by the guy who sings your name over and over. There's also the toilet bowl cleaners.
Another alias.
The poop song, the dingleberry song. A great one, Justin Bieber farts.
I think I prefer the diarrhea bounce back.
But he's got an album called Mature Love Songs under this moniker.
I'm curious, and they actually look like they.
I thought it would be Manure Love Songs, but look at the titles.
They're pretty, you know, like.
I think.
But I'm sure if you click on.
Let's click on this. Do you want to listen to this one? It's only a minute long.
Leave a window open for love. I feel like that could get weird.
I feel like it is.
Wait, what's the one about? I swear, a man. Wait, go down, go down, go down, go
What? I swear that's the truth.
Oh, that's the truth. Something about love.
Never gonna flush again by the toilet bowl cleaners.
Never gonna diarrhea, flush diary. Again.
Diarrhea is hard to spell, but easy to smell.
I mean,
that's a classic.
Is anything more
the white truth? Album with brown and yellow stains by the toilet bowl cleaners?
Hair in my food.
Still farting, pooping, puking, and peeing. Classic album.
Classic.
The Hungry Food Band.
Nice. He has so much time.
He makes actual money off of this, like $15,000 a year or something like that. Because just by the sheer volume of songs that he has, like mm-hmm. every time someone plays one of his songs, he gets like half a cent, right?
Right.
But just think of how many songs he has and like how many people just download or just search gelato.
I love Sicilian pancakes. Uh-huh. I love the fuzzy bubbly soda song.
Yep.
I love mustard. That's his number one hit.
The strange man who sings about very dead animals.
Okay, good. Well, let's read on. Let's read on.
Well, there's also the odd man
who sings.
I feel like
he sings what?
Who sings about poop, puke, and pee? Animal poop songs, classic.
There's literally 45
songs. Zebra fish poop in the fishbowl.
And then on CD 2, there are 44 songs. Yep. I will always love you tenderly. What's the one about Philly?
What? Where?
I just can't read. You're scrolling too fast.
Good songs about poop, puke, and pee.
Lose your lunch. You keep skipping past it.
Pug poop. But like, if you ever want to learn about this person,
the llama song number one. What is this thing with llamas? And that has 65,500.
People like llamas.
I don't get it. Watch out for a pack of wolves in the... Stop scrolling.
Stop.
Forest, they will eat you.
Yeah, no.
My pug is a cute dog.
Basically, you can turn to this guy for a song for any...
Occasion.
Literally any occasion.
For your wife.
That you can think of. You're getting
lover,
married.
Your ex.
You're getting divorced.
You're
setting
child,
fire to
the rain,
an orphanage.
Or if you're Adele for inspiration.
Like the computer.
I think we should play one. Not,
what?
Let's
Which
just
stop one?
Messing around and let's just click. Just scroll and click.
Close
scroll
your and eyes, click. Okay.
And I'll tell you when to
clicked.
Stop. Okay.
My Cocker Spaniel. Oh, I feel like we could pick a more
robust category.
Something. The odd man who sings about poop, puke, and pee.
Okay.
I feel like.
Scroll and I will tell you when to stop.
Well, it's done.
Okay. Ready
I'll
and stop.
More slowly. Zorse? Okay.
What's this one entitled?
I don't even know what a Zorse is.
Well, we'll about
it's called Zorse it. Poop.
Okay.
Look at the Zorse. It's half zebra. It's half horse. Look at what it's doing. It's pooping. Yes, it is. Gross. Oh, it's a beautiful Zorse. Little bit zebra and a little bit horse. Got poop coming out of its butt. Ah, oh, this is so disgusting. Stinky, stinky poop coming out of the Zorse butt. Oh, smell that terrible stuff. That terrible brown stuff. Poop coming out of the Zorse. Such a wonderful animal. Little bit zebra, little bit horse. And it's pooping right now. Look at the poop coming out of its butt. Poop coming out of the butt of the Zorse. Ah, so gross and so smelly and so terrible. Ah, gross. It's a pretty nice Zorse, especially when it's not pooping. But right now it's pooping. I wanna give that Zorse a little bit of privacy. Oh, stupid Zorse, why don't you go somewhere else to poop? Why don't you have any shame? Why are you pooping right in front of me, Zorse?
Wow.
Everything about that hurt me. I, number one, hate poop.
That's a classic.
Number two, hate songs about poop. Number three, bathroom humor.
I mean, that's what you're going to get when you listen to the odd man who sings about poop, puke, and pee.
But you didn't have to pick this one. You could have picked another category.
I feel like...
like mature love songs.
No. That was the Toilet Bowl Cleaners, which is basically the same band.
Can we please listen to that one? The mature love songs that are not mature, but I like... probably will like better, or maybe even fear worse.
They've got the poop song, but like the barf bag song, fingernails in my poop. That's the kind of caliber that comes out of the Toilet Bowl Cleaners.
Can we please go to mature love songs?
It's right here. I'm just saying it's by the same people. So
I know, but I'm just saying I don't need something outrightly about poop.
okay.
Because that's like fair. That's a given. If their band is about poop, then you know their song's going to be about poop and that they're poop. But if you choose a song that's like not entitled about poop, like you could be surprised by the lyrics.
Okay.
So that's I want you to choose.
What about
Leave a Window Open for
Love?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking.
Okay. Here we go. On the 5 and the 6 and the 8, 10, 12.
You're drunk.
Go home. Surprisingly mature.
I thought that was very mature.
I was waiting for like the punchline and it never came.
Yeah, it was just mature all the way through.
But I mean, like, that's fine.
And now let's listen to When You Poop in Your Dream,
no,
You Poop in Your Bed.
No. I want to read you this quote that I just found on the gram.
Okay.
It's an old man holding a dog, and it says, "What brought you to Florida?" And he said, his name is Tipper B. "I saw a photo of a dog wearing sunglasses on the internet, and the caption said he lived in Florida. So I came here to find him and meet him, and also, I got to pet him!" All in caps. "It was a great trip!" And here's him with the dog.
Wow.
This is a true internet thing that we're seeing.
It's the real thing that happened.
I mean, it's on Instagram, so isn't it the truth?
I mean, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So, found that out today.
Yeah.
What did you learn today, Willem? I mean, DJ Beef Burrito, do you have cheese in you?
Yeah.
Would you like to?
It's all beef.
It's not easy being easy.
Beefy. Beefy cheese.
I'll just read everything I see on Instagram out loud.
It's not hard to be DJ All Beef Burrito, but being DJ All Beef Burrito is great.
Did I ever tell you what my teacher always said?
What?
It's hard to be chased while you're being chased. Get it?
Ah, ha, ha, ha. That's a clever joke.
It is. He would always say it as we left. He'd say, "Wear your seatbelts." And then he would say, "It's hard to be chased while you're being chased." But he was referring to Shakespeare, not are the sexual lies of teenagers.
What, did Shakespeare say that?
We were just reading something specific.
And did he say that?
Oh my gosh, that girl can really twerk. Sorry.
No, you're talking about... I'm talking... You're looking in a mirror?
Yeah, you know I can twerk. You saw me do it the other day.
Yeah, that was really something.
Was that your first time?
No.
Seeing me twerk?
Yeah, what about that time at the church?
Right. Throwback to Paris, France, on the stairs of a church. No one was paying attention
broad
to us.
Broad daylight.
It was broad midnight. No one was paying attention to me or my friend Britt. So we did cartwheels and twerked on a church. Forgot it was a church. Twerking for the
was
Lord.
It twerk? Yeah. You're doing God's twerk.
There we go. Will.
There we go. Insomnia Theater shout out.
Oh my gosh, when you turn 100 and you can't play with Legos anymore. That's a Spanish word. Ages, edades.
Estamos edades.
When my friend tells me she's not going out for margaritas. Because today is Cinco de Mayo.
I don't...
You can't say that on the radio. Stop burping words.
Okay.
Okay. So tell me something interesting about your life, or I'll just have to tell you about mine.
I got this new album. It's called Testarossa.
Yeah.
I've been listening to it every day.
Yeah.
It's my favorite guys. It's Yoni from
Yals.
Y and Serengeti of Kenny Dennis fame.
Yals.
It's high quality. Concept album about this guy who abandoned his family to go on tour. I talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've got the record.
Oh, yeah.
I got the download today. I think it drops tomorrow. The album. So this is kind of a preview. I'm going to play a song off of it.
I'm actually thinking about starting a career as a... What's that thing that people do?
Career killer.
What's that? Beatboxing?
Choking?
I'm sorry, that was offensive to your ears.
Beep boxing? Beep.
Beep, beep, beep. In a box.
Beep boxing.
Oh my gosh. So what's the next song we're going to play?
It's called Frank by Yoni and Getty.
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm like ready to handle this. Like, do you think I'll like it?
No.
Why?
It's rap.
Ugh.
It's hip hop.
I'll have to stare at this picture of Chuck Bass.
It's gonna be so good.
This picture of Chuck Bass will get me through.
Thank you. been a cold autumn December. In our queen bed, I still sleep on my side. You went on a cruise to the Bahamas. The steps are full of glass. I still get
December. Yeah.
I like that more than you thought I would.
I thought it was really good. I accidentally I played the wrong one though.
Oh, well, I loved it.
Oh, well, I'm really glad that you liked it.
That was totally entitled Madeline.
Yeah, that was Madeline.
I told you to play it, and then you were like, no, I'm playing Frank, and then you played it because you knew that, what I wanted.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I didn't think 3 and 4 were the same number.
Guess whose birthday is on the 4th?
You mean like yesterday?
No.
In a month?
Yeah.
is it DJ Fajitas?
DJ Fajitas.
It's stuck in my head now.
DJ Fajitas.
Another one is this whole album is really good. Just like in general. Oh no, what did I do? I heard it. Are you hungry?
No, I'm just. You said it's really good, so I was just giving it a little snack. Okay. So it tastes a little tasty treat.
A little tasty treat.
You know what? I'm thinking.
What?
What's up? Guess.
You want ice cream?
I mean, like, that's a given.
Yeah.
Like, you know in math when there's, like, givens?
Yes.
That's a given.
Okay.
Did you like how I used math?
That was good. There are givens in math.
There's also proofs. I can give you some proof right now if you want.
I don't like proofs. I don't do proofs.
That's, you know
that.
What?
That's not what I do.
Do you know what, Willem? Here's some proof. Aliens exist. Want to know proof? Want to know some proof?
Yeah.
Pyramids.
Bam. I guess that's really good.
It's basically a fact. Why are we listening to songs that are bears see things pretty?
Bears see things pretty much the way they are.
Oh, I like it.
Who's by Don Caballero.
What does he do?
Math rock.
Math rock? Can we also listen to that thing, Schoolhouse Rock?
School. Okay.
Okay.
Wait, what was it? Is... Oh, man.
I'm just a bill.
I'm talking about EduRap Volume 1.
Oh, what is
this? Have you heard of EduRap?
No.
Oh, man, we got to play some EduRap.
But then can we please play I'm Just a Bill on Capitol Hill?
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so let's do EduRap.
Oh, okay, Drugs Get Away From Me. Classic.
Okay, let's do that one. Classica. Yeah.
You know how I found this album?
See?
When I was younger, I'd go to the library, like the BAPL, Bethel Mary Public Library.
Where you used
to work
there.
Yeah. And they would have CDs, and I found this CD, and I was like, this is the best thing
I've ever
heard. I don't know. I was like 17.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I would because libraries are great, because you can rent the CDs and then download them onto your computer for free, and then... I'd give the CD back, you know, as long as you don't give it back late. It's
exactly.
It's
my
free.
Dad did that with all of our movies. He would take them from Blockbuster.
Yeah.
And he would make a copy.
Yeah.
And then he would give it back to Blockbuster.
That's clever.
And then we had all these VHSs.
I mean, you can't really do that anymore.
I know, because they don't exist.
You could screen cap Netflix.
But like,
you could record it onto a VHS. And just watch the VHS. Now that That would be hardcore.
So hardcore.
But yeah, do you want to hear Drugs Get Away From Me?
And then I want you to pull up You Know What.
Yeah, all right. I'll do it.
Okay, let's get ready.
Yeah.
Boy.
Let's go. 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 Here we go. Drugs, get away from me. I don't need you. There is absolutely nothing you can do for me. Cause drugs kill your brain. All they do is cause you a whole lot of pain. Drugs are not cool. People who do drugs are fools. We don't allow drugs in our school. If anyone has drugs, tell your teacher, tell your principal and your mom when you see her. You hear people talk about weed, but weed is whack. Cause weed can only lead to frying your brain. And then you can't think. As far as alcohol, you might even see people drink, but drinking alcohol destroys your body. On TV, you see people drinking at a party, and then they try to drive and end up in jail. So stay away from drugs if you don't want to fail.
Drugs, get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Drugs, get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Drugs, shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them, shake them off. Shake them, shake off those drugs. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them, shake them off. Shake them, shake off those drugs.
A lot of people who use drugs end up dead. So stay away from drugs and use your head. If you see someone using drugs, run away, run away. Tell someone that very same day. Drugs are illegal. You go to jail if you have them. Drugs are stupid and you're stupid if you have them. And you're smart, so you would never do drugs, right? Cigarettes are bad too. Every time someone lights a cigarette, they're killing their lungs. Smoking cigarettes, huh? I'm not the one. Are you? No way, Jose, when you hear the chorus, tell those drugs get away. Drugs come in many shapes and many colors. Sometimes you can't tell one drug from another. Pills, powder, liquid, and needles. Any way they look, those drugs are straight up evil.
Drugs, get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Drugs, get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Get away from me. Drugs, shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them off. Shake them, shake them off. Shake them, shake off those drugs. Shake them off, shake them off, shake them off, shake them, shake them off, shake them, shake off those drugs.
Shake them drugs off, 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 shake them drugs off. Drugs, get away from me.
Okay, question. Which came first, this or Taylor Swift's award-winning Shake It Off?
That's true. He could sue.
He could
sue. Shake off those drugs.
Shake off those drugs. Shake it off. Shake it off.
My favorite part about
the machine.
My favorite part about the song is how he phrases "get away from me" as a question.
Get away from me.
Anyway, but that was Edgy Rap by Dr. K, high school principal turned professional rapper. His songs are just so relatable.
Yeah, they are so, like, because, like, that's what I always think when I'm walking down the street and I see, you know.
See someone smoking drugs.
And I'm like, get away from me. Get away from me. I think that should be, like.
Question mark.
They should play that. That was our service announcement. You don't even need one because you just did it.
Yeah. It's true. So I don't think we have to play a PSA because that counted.
That definitely as one. You found Schoolhouse Rock.
I don't know if this is it. You ought to be saving water.
You ought to be saving water. This is the Earth edition. You didn't find the Schoolhouse Rock.
Schoolhouse Rock.
The government one.
Nope. No. I don't know how I feel about this. I feel like this isn't...
Nope, that looks scary.
Did he write them? Or... This has Schoolhouse Rock on it, but I think it... I don't know if it's the song, or if it's...
Or if it's just like people doing a cover of Schoolhouse Rock. Give it a little tingle and see if it'll...
Well, I know where to find it for real.
Oh, yeah, the YouTube. That's where everything lives. If you want to see a funky video of me doing hip-hop, YouTube. If you want to see a funky video of me doing other things, hip hop. If you want to see a funky video of DJ All Beef Burrito playing a lots of suggestive Harry Potter characters, YouTube.
That was classic.
Classic.
I think classic. That was best in show for sure.
No, definitely not.
I think it was. That semester definitely.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you like that kind of humor.
What?
Dirty.
I can't say anything about it on air.
I was trying to think of something to say, but it's really all.
I can't even say that. What Herport School of? You can say the okay. Herport School of Bitchcraft and Pimpery. If anyone's interested,
just look that up.
I think you'll be able to find
it. But only look it up on YouTube because you won't be safe on Google.
You will not be safe.
And do not Google image that, John. Don't do it.
John. All right. Well, we've got 10 minutes left. And
only 10?
Yeah.
Wait to think about our last song.
Well, I mean, what about this one?
DJ, I'll be burrito. I think my finger's falling off. It has a heartbeat.
Okay, what did you do?
Just sitting here and all of a sudden it turned black. Oh, it has a heartbeat.
It looks like you have pencil on your finger.
I don't use pencils.
What? But look, it might be the detail log.
I'm broken. Okay. And ashamed, lying naked on the floor.
Yep.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay. It's true.
We play this and then we play our secret surprise song.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll get it.
Get that all queued up.
You sure gotta climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the Capitol City. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill, yes, I'm only a bill, and I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Of those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm gonna live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so
old. By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
So I feel like we learned all of that, and then it's all going to come crashing down next year.
Yeah, I feel like...
I'm just a bill, and then just gets ripped up.
The bill was so sad in that song. I didn't realize he was such a downer. He's like...
That's because he never gets through.
Eeyore.
It's because it's really hard for him.
He was like, oh, nothing's going my way.
But like, see, like that's like the life of a bill.
I guess so.
On Capitol Hill. Why? Why? No. We don't yawn on this show. But you know what it's time for?
What, the last song?
The last song.
All right, let's do it.
All right. I mean, if you think that this is the time.
What was it again?
It's called Go to the Band.
Go to the Band.
Good. And now go to the song list.
Okay.
And up. Show five more. Number seven. This is a song that's dedicated to you, Willem.
Thank you. You mean DJ All Beef?
I mean DJ All Beef.
Burrito. You didn't.
One day, while talking with Dr. Archibald, Larry confronts one of his deepest fears.
If my lips ever left my mouth, packed a bag and headed south, that'd be too bad. I'd be so sad.
I see, that'd be too bad. You'd be so sad.
That'd be too bad.
Alrighty.
If my lips said adios, I don't like you, I think you're gross. That'd be too bad. I might get mad.
That'd be too bad. You might get mad.
That'd be too bad.
Fascinating.
If my lips moved toodaloos, left a mess and took my tooth, that'd be too bad. I'd call my dad.
Oh dear, that'd be too bad. You'd call your dad.
That'd be too bad.
Hold it! Did you say your father? Fascinating! So what you're saying is, if your lips left you...
That'd be too bad. I'd be so sad. I might get mad. I'd call my dad. That'd be too bad.
That'd be too bad.
That'd be too bad.
Why?
Because I love my lips. Bee-dee-ba-ba-bee-ba-boo. Ee-ba-da-ba-boo. Ba-da-boo-boo.
My, this is more serious than I thought. Larry, what do you see here?
That looks like a lip.
What about this?
It's a lip.
And this?
It's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 it's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 it's a lip, it's a lip, it's a lip, 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 lip.
Larry, tell me about your childhood.
When I was just 2 years old, I left my lips out in the cold and they turned blue. What could I do?
Oh, dear. They turned blue. What could you do?
Oh, they turned blue.
I see.
On the day I got my tooth, I had to kiss my great Aunt Ruth. She had a beard, and it felt weird.
My. She had a beard, and it felt weird?
She had a beard.
Oh.
10 days after I turned 8, got my lips stuck in a gate. My friends all laughed. And I just stood there until the fire department came and broke the lock with the crowbar. And I had to spend the next 6 weeks in lip rehab with this kid named Oscar who got stung by a bee right on the lip. And we couldn't even talk to each other until the 5th week because both of our lips were so swollen. And when he did start speaking, he just spoke Polish. And I only like 3 words in Polish, except now I know 4 because Oscar taught me the word for lip. Usta.
Your friends all laughed. Usta. How do you spell that?
I don't know.
So what you're saying is that when you were young...
They turned blue, what could I do? She had a beard and it felt weird. My friends all laughed. What the?
I'm confused.
I love my lips. Boo-ba-bee-ba-bee-doo-bow. Ebbity-ba-boo-bee-bow. Ebbity-ba-boo-bee-ba-da-boo-ba-bee-doo-bow-bow-bow.
Ebbity-ba-boo-bee-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo-bow-bee-doo
silly songs with Laddie. Tune in next time to hear Laddie say,
"Have I ever told you how I feel about my nose?"
Oh, look at the time.
That was really ridiculous.
Did you like it?
It was next level.
I thought you would really like that one.
Ridiculous. I did.
You really
like
went off
that
riffing.
I really liked the scatting.
Scatting, the riffing.
Next level next scatting. Next level.
See, VeggieTales is really Girlfish? Where it's at.
Oh, backstage with the Bible.
Okay, now you're taking it to a new level.
Gotta move. The gift of Advent.
Kids' music. Praise songs. Christmas what with a capital C. Kid? Snow, the deluxe edition.
Oh, the C is for...
What's Christmas with a capital C?
C is for Jesus.
Kicking it old school.
What do they do?
Are these songs that we used to sing at... No.
This is from 2010, so no. I don't think so.
No, but they're singing, they're redoing classics.
Classics.
keep going a little bit up. Do your ears hang low?
Party like a preschooler.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. His name is my name too.
Oh, and whenever no, we go that'll out, be stuck in my head for the rest shout. Of my life.
What about if you're happy and you know it?
Yeah.
Are you looking up the Boston Tea Party?
I just want to know more about this band.
Go Fish.
Yeah.
The Christian band Go Fish, as we are fishermen of the Lord.
What?
I mean, the Lord is our fisherman.
And?
There is nothing I shall want.
American contemporary Christian.
I think we should do a little more of the imaging, yeah. Definitely look them up.
They seem very serious. They seem like they think that they're like...
DJ Beef!
Like, I don't understand...
I'm
their look and like what they do don't match up. They look like they think that they're like Linkin Park or something.
But they're holding a Bible. Like, and smashing
yeah.
it, kind of.
I mean...
Oh, no. DJ Beefs.
Like, some of the
Beef.
Pictures make... Huh, what
the? Look at the time.
Oh, yeah. I get the time
to... We had to go to bed.
Shut down the old radio show.
Chica-chica.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
That's in the end.